JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, come April, hundreds of tourists expected in Jamaica for sun, sand, and a supernatural encounter. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Are you registered to vote? If not, then don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Thursday, March 29. Persons not registered by March 29 for the May voters list cannot be added before November 2018. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Having gotten the green light from the Ministry of Tourism, Jamaica is turning its sights to faith-based travel as it looks to welcome visitors ahead of the Supernatural Encounter Jamaica Religious Crusade in Montego Bay from April 19 to 21. Event coordinator and founder of Trumpet Call Ministries International, Reverend Mary Wildish, says thousands of delegates have already registered for what promises to be a significant event.
We have over 4,000 people registered for this event at the Convention Center, and we're expecting 20,000 people to show up at Sunfest Park on the Saturday the 21st. We are bringing the body of Christ together from across this nation and from across 15 different nations.
Pastor Wildish adds that the guest speaker, founder of King Jesus International Ministries, Apostle Guillermo Maldonado, will draw new interest in the country from the global audience who will be watching via live stream.
Apostle Maldonado, who we will be hosting in the nation, he has a media reach that is unbelievable. And so this event will be streamed live, meaning every session from the 19th, the 20th, the 21st to the crusade will be streamed live to 150 different nations, and his reach is close to 1 billion viewers. So over these 3 days, 1 billion people are going to have their eyes on Montego Bay, Jamaica.
The United Nations World Tourism Organization identifies faith-based tourism as one of the fastest-growing subsectors of the travel industry. An estimated 300 million tourists visit the world's major religious sites each year, with 600 million national and international religious voyages being undertaken annually. Vision 2030 Jamaica has a range of strategies and actions in the areas of hazard risk reduction, climate change adaptation, and ecosystems designed to make our country weather-ready and climate-smart. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-446-324 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Simone, and my disability doesn't prevent me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the Heart Church NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
Heart Trust through the NYS has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the April 6 deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-9816.
On our community notice board, students are being invited to join the Violence Prevention Alliance VPA's Trees for Peace initiative to win prizes for their school. Registration closes March 31. For more info, visit vpajamaica.org or contact the VPA at 702-2079. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.